1300 KGLO.
And it's time for our Caregiver Corner. I'm Tim Fleming, and on our KGLO live line today, we have Lark Trigstedt with us. Hi, Lark.
Da-da-da-da.
Yeah, ready to go for another big week.
Yeah, coffee in hand.
Yeah,
ready to go.
That's all you need, isn't it, really, in the morning?
Yep, a little get going.
Well, wait, that can't be what... There's got to be a little bit more what caregivers need, though, right? I think.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that in your topic today, humility, capacity, resilience, humor,
Sounds like those kinds
of things.
Yeah, superhero, actually.
Yeah. Hey, let's get right to it, Lark. Today we are referencing an article written by a nurse who cared for her parents at the end of their lives, and she really has some words of wisdom.
Yeah, so this is from Peg Memberton, and she's from a blog called Elder Care Connection. And she writes that being a caregiver, and we've said this many times, can be a most rewarding job. And she points out that having cared for her parents in the last few years of their lives, that she can tell you that she wouldn't have wanted it any other way. It was hard, and there were challenges, guilt, and tears. Despite the headaches and heartache, though, there were such good times, so which she has very fond memories. And in the end, she learned what every caregiver needs, our title. So as a nurse, she already thought she knew it. Boy, I can identify with that. And as a daughter providing care for her parents, she learned how to cultivate what she needed. And whatever caregiver needs is humility, capacity, resilience, and a sense of humor.
Meg points out you will find humility in caregiving. Be prepared to give in to the greater need of another. Or more simply, this isn't about you. Furthermore, caregiving isn't always convenient. And as a caregiver, you will find yourself putting off your own needs in order to meet those of your loved one. You'll need to be flexible, patient, and be able to overcome any aversion to providing physical care. Often, your needs will take a backseat as your humility drives the caregiving experience. Unfortunately, keeping the gas tank full can be kind of difficult, Lark.
Yeah, it is. And the capacity part, capacity is much more than having the time or the ability to care for others. As Meg's mom... heart failure began to get worse, and her dad's dementia advanced, she thought she could easily slip into a system and provide care. Unfortunately, she didn't always have that capacity to provide the needed care, even though she had others in her family that supported her. Capacity can be defined as the ability or power to do what's necessary to experience and understand it. That's according to Oxford dictionaries. Capacity is much more than having the time or the ability to provide care for others. I mean, that's where the fatigue and feeling like you ran out of gas came from comes from.
Yeah, finding capacity when there is none can be difficult. And Meg would have liked to say that reminding myself of my love for Mom was all it took. Finding capacity when there is none can be difficult. Caregiving is, it's emotional work. There's no question about that. And often leaving the caregiver no capacity to care for themselves.
And she also writes that resilience and caregiver strength, those are essential qualities. And resilience comes from the capacity to recover quickly. Our resilience allows us to dig deep and find the courage needed to be strong, but finding resilience when we need it, particularly when our fuel needed indicator light is on, is difficult. And the American Psychological Association, APA, notes that building resistance is possible by recognizing that crisis is not insurmountable, by remaining positive and making good connections with family and others. That's the key.
Meg writes, as Charlie Chaplin once noted, a day without laughter is a day wasted.
That's true.
Finding humor in the day-to-day challenge of caregiving may not be easy, but it is important nonetheless. There's nothing better for the soul than a deep belly laugh. Yeah, you got to go ahead and laugh. Even the sound of children giggling is restorative. The humor is a necessary part of our self-care. So, too, is ensuring those that we care for can laugh and laugh and laugh.
Yeah, yes. And, boy, you know, there's sometimes when my mom and I, we get into that thing where it really does hurt your stomach because you're laughing so hard. But, you know, so Meg ends the blog. Caregiving is indeed hard work, and it's personal, exhaustive, invasive, and unforgiving. And did she mention that that was also rewarding? So in her 34 years as a nurse and a daughter and a mother, she never felt more rewarded than when providing care, and the lessons learned were many. She writes that she's still learning, in particular, about prioritizing self-care. It's no accident that self-care drives what every caregiver needs. And again, going back to our title, humility, capacity, resilience, and a sense of humor. Did you see that little thing, that little saying they had at the beginning of the...
Yes, I was going to go... It's true, yeah. Humility is staying teachable regardless of how much you already know.
Right. And, you know, a lot of what we do is education to try to get caregivers engaged to listen to advice and tips from others who have been involved. And NIAC has been very helpful to us in that endeavor and supports a lot of what we do with the Sage Lake radio program. So it fits. And, you know, that's what we're here for, community education and not only caregiving, but the aging process itself and how we can age on purpose. That's kind of one of our saying. We like to age on purpose.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That's interesting. How should people find out more about what we talk about on Caregiver Corner?
Right. You can pick up our podcast on NorthIowaSageLink.com if you care to listen to them. Some people have used them for Sunday school lessons. Well, it's kind of hard now, but you can do it virtually. And then there's other documentation and vetted resources of information about taking care of yourself as a caregiver, growing older on purpose. There you go.
Good stuff. Lark, always great to talk to you.
Have a great week.
I sure will. You do the same.
With humility.
And some laughter, too, right?
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Have a great week. Thanks, Lark. It's Lark Trickstead with us, and that is our SageLink Caregiver Corner program this week. I'm Tim Fleming.